KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Compound, and so there's a big buzz about that. And, in fact, there are some preliminary studies looking at its potential for Alzheimer's. It may help to work on the power plants of your cells, boosting their ability to produce ATP, which is important for brain function, the brain being the most energy-avid organ of the body, second only to the heart. I mean, heart is second to the brain. So there's actually some thought that it might have some neuroprotective effects. We talked about Parkinson's earlier. There are some integrative doctors who are using it for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I have to say, I've been a little cautious about adopting methylene blue because I'm not entirely sure that it is safe. We're not really sure about what dosages to use. The side effects don't appear to be too dire, although some people get nausea, dizziness, headaches. There's concerns about the sources of methylene blue, because methylene blue is sometimes, made as a generic aquarium cleaner. And so, you know, if you just buy it on the internet, you're not necessarily assured of high quality pure methylene blue. You don't know what the dosage is, so self-administration gets a little dicey. It's unclear precisely how it works or what doses really are most effective. What was a little disappointing to me is that there are various mitochondropathies. There are mitochondrial diseases where people are known to experience severe fatigue and organ failure and early death because it's a genetic problem. Their mitochondria are screwed up. And I have to say that methylene blue has not been tested for those conditions, and that suggests that maybe there's not so much to it in terms of overall enhancement of mitochondrial function. I know that one of my good colleagues, recently I did a podcast with her, Dr. Tanya Dempsey, who I have a lot of respect for, believes that methylene blue has a lot of potential benefits as a longevity medication, but also for treatment of challenging problems like chronic Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID, because it may help to alleviate brain fog and improve energy production. So also a caution, if you're taking a medication, few people these days are taking old-fashioned MAO inhibitor medications, but a lot of people are taking SSRIs. It can have an additive effect to certain antidepressant medications, so you've got to be careful. It's on my radar screen, but I'm not ready to embrace it, and I haven't tried it or taken it. But I think it is something that requires some more research before we're ready to suggest that it's ready for prime time. 877-726-8255 is our number. What I do believe is ready for prime time is muscadine grapes. You can unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, which is nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. We've talked about it here on Intelligent Medicine. It's a functional food packed with more antioxidants even than blueberries, cranberries, acai, which is so popular, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanins, and more. It's backed by 15 years of scientific research and human clinical trials. You can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vine-tastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with ultra-pure water and mighty muscadine extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? Well, if you're one of them, Vine-tastic is ideal for you because it's specifically designed to support your health needs without compromising on taste, with no sugar, no carbs, no calories, and no artificial sweeteners, and it tastes great. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vine-tastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 15% off site-wide. That's Vine-tastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off. All right, this item, big problem, you know, going back in time, you know, we used to have Halloween, you know, in elementary school, junior high school, and people would bake cookies and make all kinds of Halloween goodies. And, you know, kids would go trick-or-treating, and there wasn't any concern about peanut allergies. But people sometimes can die from peanut allergies. There have been some tragic instances of that. And so whenever there's a school thing and the parents are supposed to contribute some kind of goodie, some kind of homemade goodie, they're very careful to specify no nuts, no nuts. And there are even no-nut zones in some schools. It's a big deal because the incidence of peanut allergies is soaring. Well, there's some good news on that front because peanut allergies began to decline in the U.S., according to a new survey, after guidance was first issued in 2015, which upended medical practice by recommending introducing the allergen to infants starting as early as 4 months. Horror of horrors, because so many parents, because of the increasing incidence of peanut allergies, starting, I guess, in the 1990s is when that really hit, in the early 2000s, they were told to withhold peanuts. And that only made the problem worse, because the longer you withhold a food, the more likely it is that you're child may become allergic to the food. It's kind of counterintuitive, but small feedings of a wide variety of foods in effect inoculate kids against allergies. And so the guidance became feed your kid small amounts of peanut butter. This is something that I've seen in my own family, in our own household, is that, you know, it wasn't like we would give massive amounts of peanuts, but we just like a little, start introducing early in life to toddlers a little bit of peanut butter, and just to get them used to it, get their immune system used to it. The rate of peanut allergies in children ages 0 to 3 fell by more than 27% after the guidance, and by more than 40% after the recommendations were expanded in 2017. And so this is an example of a form of medical groupthink that was kind of like a moral panic that developed within medicine. There was a wrong term in medicine, and although it seemed to make sense, it did not pan out. And so advocates for the 33 million people in the U.S. with food allergies welcome signs that early introduction of peanut products is catching on. According to the chief executive of the nonprofit group Food Allergy Research and Education, she says, this research reinforces what we already know and underscores a meaningful opportunity to reduce the incidence and prevalence of peanut allergy nationwide. It doesn't have to be a lot of the food, but little taste of peanut butter, milk-based yogurt, soy-based yogurts, and tree butters, almonds and walnuts and things like that. These are really good ways to allow the immune system exposure to these allergenic foods in a safe way. So, yeah, one of the great dogmas of medicine overturned by practical experience. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula. If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Cosmetology, know how to do hair and stuff. My mom inspired me. She adored hair since I was young.
Jake, do you have any wisdom to share about starting a business?
You know, I think you're making the right path because business is much more than just the actual thing that you're doing. So I think the business management degree is an excellent choice.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And not too long ago, I visited a friend's house. She's very wealthy. She has a beautiful house, and she has all the latest appliances, beautiful kitchen. and a beautiful outdoor grill. And when I went to the bathroom, there was what is called a smart toilet. And as I approached the toilet, it lit up in kind of a welcoming way, and the seat went up. So you don't have to worry, you know, as they tell guys, you've got to put the seat down, you know, that whole, you know, it's always like a fight. No problem with the smart toilet because it recognized me and, you know, the seat came up. It also offers, you know, a bidet option, you know, to spray yourself and cleanse yourself and temperature control. It's got all kinds of bells and whistles. There's a new smart toilet being introduced by Kohler, you know, big toilet manufacturer and bathroom fixture purveyor. A smart toilet that analyzes your poop. And so I took a look at this. It is called the Dekoda, not like Dakota, but it's D-K-O-D-A, the Dekoda, and it decodes your poop. And this is an interesting idea because you can find out all kinds of things about your body from your poop. You can do an analysis of your stool, and you can look at it six ways to Sunday. It's pH, whether it's acidic or whether it's more alkaline. And the bacterial composition and, you know, harmful things, whether there's blood, whether there's cancerous cells or cancerous byproducts, the chemical composition, whether they're short-chain fatty acids. There are stool tests that provide that. So, I thought smart toilet analyzes everything. But I was a little disappointed. It's a thing that you clip inside the rim of your toilet, and it has an optical sensor, so it actually takes a picture of your poop for insights about your gut health. And it says it's AI-powered, and there's like 8 PhDs involved in its design. And what it does, it says it's powered by an AI model based on the Bristol stool chart. If you ever looked at the Bristol stool chart, that's kind of a funny thing you can do at a party. You can look at this thing that rates your stool. It's trained on 1 million data points, so it's like AI-enabled, you know. The Dekoda can track your bowel movements looking for gut health indicators such as the shape and consistency of your stool. It can also determine if there's blood in your stool, which I guess would be a problem. The quantity of your stool, whether it's regular, hard, or loose. And it connects to your home network via Wi-Fi. $5.99 and available now for pre-order. I'm not sure I'm going to get one of these yet because I'm not yet that obsessed with the quality of my stool. It might appeal to some people who have obsessive compulsive disorder and want to monitor every one of their bodily functions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hall.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. When it comes to cancer, it's a mixed bag. It's kind of good news, bad news scenario because, well, first, the good news, I think we're making progress in the treatment of certain cancers. Some cancers still remain out of our reach in terms of curing them, but more and more progress is being made towards treatment of even some advanced cancers that previously were thought to be terminal or untreatable. But the bad news part is that we're seeing more cancer. There's an article here in the Annals of Internal Medicine, Trends in Cancer Incidence in Younger and Older Adults, an international comparative analysis. And what they found is that, and they looked at a bunch of countries between 2003 and 2017, incidence rates increased in younger adults in over 75% of countries, specifically thyroid cancer, increased, breast cancer increased, colorectal cancer increased, kidney cancer increased, endometrial cancer, and leukemia. And also, the rates of these cancers increased in older adults, but not to the extent to which they increased in younger individuals. The cutoff is 50 for young. For liver, oral, esophageal, and stomach cancer, rates actually decreased in younger adults in more than half of the countries. And that may be due to a decrease in smoking awareness, and perhaps even a new trend towards decreased alcohol consumption. So, but for most cancers, there's an increase, specifically when it comes to gastrointestinal cancers. And the big moment around this was the tragic death of Chadwick Boseman, the movie star, at the age of 44 from colon cancer. And that was really a wake-up call. And around the time of his death, they changed the recommendation for baseline colonoscopy. They used to get your baseline colonoscopy at 50. Well, if you have a strong family history, yeah, maybe sooner. If you've got symptoms, or if you have a positive stool test using the Cologuard test, or using a the old-fashioned FIT test, which picks up traces of blood, then, yeah, go get a colonoscopy even before routinely it's recommended now at the age of 45. They moved it from 50 to 45, according to the USPF, TSTF, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Early-onset GI cancers occur in adults younger than 50, and what they found is that there was an increase. And so this is a concern. And, you know, that includes pancreatic cancer as well, esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, but in particular colon cancer. I took care of a 36-year-old who had colon cancer. Turns out he had a gene which made him more prone to early onset colon cancer. Something's going on here. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Why is it that we're seeing more of these cancers in younger and younger people? And the incidence has been rising globally, and the clue here, predominantly in high-income countries. So what are the risk factors? Well, they include obesity, low-quality diet, in particular high consumption of processed foods, sugar-sweetened beverages, sedentary lifestyle, cigarette smoking, and alcohol consumption. And so these are the modifiable risk factors for gastrointestinal cancer. And they also found that higher total vitamin D was protective. These individuals had a lower risk of early onset colorectal cancer. This is first discovered by the Garland brothers. Cedric Garland and his brother discovered this, I believe it was in the 1980s, that higher vitamin D levels, and in particular if people live near the equator, they had higher vitamin D because they had more sunlight exposure, they had lower risk of colon cancer. So processed meat, sugar-sweetened beverages, obesity, sedentary behavior are risk factors. Vitamin D protective, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables probably predictive. Maintaining lean weight, exercise also has a preventive benefit. So there's definitely something happening here. Perhaps overuse of antibiotics, overuse of certain medications. We're disrupting the microbiome at an early age. Increased popularity of C-sections. You don't get your mother's intestinal flora as readily when you pop out of her stomach as opposed to going through the birth canal where you're actually exposed to the mother's beneficial bacteria and it begins to populate your gut. It's a more natural way to start life. So, yeah, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. And tragically, more and more young people are developing cancer, and hence they're lowering the age at which you begin to get screened for colon cancer. Now, instead of 50, at 45. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. When it comes to the mitochondria, it is perhaps the traditional supplement that helps to increase energy production and efficiency. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health. And supplementing with CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin, because statins deplete CoQ10 levels. But not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. And there's an interesting relationship between a product that we talk about here, NT Factor, and CoQ10. It turns out, studies show that NT Factor lipids can improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. So it's not how much you take, it's how bioavailable it is. And NT Factor facilitates the uptake and incorporation of CoQ10 by your cells by more than 200%. And that's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with NT Factor lipids. It's a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes. So a 1-2 punch for your mitochondria, because when your mitochondria are healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT Factor, and together with CoQ10, it's a powerful combo. It helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue, as well as slowing the progression of aging. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT Factor with CoQ10. Get a second bottle free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT Factor with CoQ10. Okay, so there's an article, and I believe I saw this in the Free Press, which is a relatively new publication. The Free Press just got bought by CBS. CBS Paramount is now going to utilize the Free Press for its news service. And they got interesting articles in there. And this one is about what seems to be an epidemic of a new illness. It's called CHS, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. It's a mysterious syndrome that's now beginning to fill emergency rooms. Years ago, this was almost unheard of. I certainly, in my training, don't remember any cases of this. But with the advent of ever more powerful forms of marijuana, edibles, and even gas station and smoke shop versions that contain synthetic Delta-8 cannabinoids, which have been legalized and are widely available in the form of vape pens, gummies, and fizzy beverages. It was actually not too long ago that in 2012 when Washington and Colorado became the first U.S. states to legalize recreational marijuana use. And that was a big deal. You know, you go to, you know, Seattle, or you go to Denver and you get your pot. And that was a mere, 13 years ago. CHS was still an obscure diagnosis, but now recreational cannabis use is legal in 22 other states in Canada. And as a result, there are a lot of kids, especially young people, who consume lots of marijuana. We're talking about daily users. Sometimes people use pot multiple times during the day. And, they used to say, don't worry about marijuana because it's not addictive. Yes, cocaine. Yes, amphetamines. Yes, heroin. Yes, obviously, things like fentanyl, crack. These are addictive. But marijuana, it's just a habit. You can kick it. You can take it or leave it. But people who use a lot of marijuana, it alters the brain's reward pathway, and it is very reinforcing. And there's a withdrawal symptom. There's a withdrawal syndrome. People who stop cold kind of go through hell. Not to mention the fact that high doses, high intake of marijuana is linked to mental health issues, including psychosis, especially in individuals who are psychosis prone. It may hasten the onset of schizophrenia in people who are programmed to eventually develop schizophrenia. So, it's really horrible symptoms. Refractory vomiting, you know, dry heaves, extreme nausea, intense abdominal cramps, shooting pains worse than anything a person has ever felt, agony for people going through cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, and they end up in the emergency room, and they're sometimes given morphine, you know, which quiets the symptoms, but once they're off the morphine, the symptoms come back like gangbusters. And the only way to address it is to kick the habit of being on taking marijuana, because that's the only way you can break the vicious cycle. Some people take hot showers, but as soon as the hot shower is over, the shaking and the chills return. So this is, you know, one of the consequences of our liberalization of marijuana laws is that we're seeing more and more millennials and Gen Zers who are using a lot of pot and developing cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. This doesn't apply to people, you know, smoke pot, you know, on a Saturday night. You know, occasional recreational use doesn't usually cause that. But because of more frequent use and more potent marijuana, for example, it is thought that the marijuana that I smoked in college, yeah, and I did inhale, contained around 1% THC. Some of those, the products that are available now, the gummies, the vapes, fizzy beverages, 95% concentration of THC. So that's definitely going to change the scenario for dependency and side effects, such as this new thing, CHS, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. Can't stop vomiting, can't stop shaking, extreme pain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend to use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function, progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance, and D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Linda
5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. A dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you have a question or a comment, you can call that number during the week, anytime during the 24-7, 365, and record your question or comment. Let's hear it.
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman. I just have a question I was hoping that you could help me with. You know, I've had anxiety my whole life, but I, you know, I did the natural way, but not working. And then my physician gave me sertraline, you know, with generic of Zoloft. I was taking the 25 milligrams and then the 50, and it's not working. Do you have a suggestion? Should I ask to go up a dose? Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you know, anxiety really needs to be treated in a kind of a multifaceted way. And when you take an antidepressant and you don't respond, you know, antidepressants treat both anxiety and depression, and you don't respond, by definition, you have what's called treatment refractory or treatment resistant anxiety. And so sometimes more powerful agents are used, but I prefer to take a holistic approach to anxiety, as you might imagine. And among the things that are helpful for anxiety, magnesium has a stabilizing effect on anxiety, particularly magnesium 3-8, which works in the brain. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. And higher doses of omega-3 fatty acids actually have kind of a calming effect in terms of anxiety. You know, I'm pretty sure that just taking a little bit of L-theanine isn't going to touch your anxiety. It's been a lifelong problem, and it's not responding to medication. I mean, for mild anxiety, it is helpful. CBD is sometimes helpful for anxiety, but you got to be a little careful with it because if you're taking medication at the same time, you just don't want to have an additive effect. I think when we deal with anxiety, a couple of things. One, exercise, extremely valuable for anxiety. I consider myself not a particularly anxious person, but I'm also not the most chill person in the world. And for me, when I get the blues or when I'm anxious, exercise is really a tonic. I really find it's very, very relaxing. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Good therapy can actually help you situate your worries, contextualize them in a way that they don't overwhelm you. And so that can be helpful. So, I would recommend a holistic approach to this. Unfortunately, some people may require higher doses of medication or stronger medication. I'm a little dismayed that there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about how there are influencers who are suggesting that a lot of women, especially from these online pharmacies where you just call up and you have an appointment and then they prescribe your antidepressant medication, that they're promoting this through influencers, on Instagram and TikTok. And there's kind of an expose on how they're promoting the use of antidepressant medications among especially young women. And a lot of young women are having problems. They're having a complete destruction of their sex drive. Their libido is gone. They're having withdrawal symptoms when they try to get off. And so it's a concern. But, lest you worry about the medication, see your doctor. Try to see an integrative physician and see if we can use a combination of the best of natural medicine, the best of pharmaceutical medicine to calm your nerves. Folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD, which, by the way, has a beneficial effect on anxiety, to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. CBD, I believe, is a real breakthrough in herbal products. And the CBD brand that I take for sleep and for occasional anxiety is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to the wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels. Rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants, Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula. Well, thanks very much for joining us here on Intelligent Medicine. If you're an Intelligent Medicine listener, check out drhoffman.com for all things Intelligent Medicine. Follow us on social media. We're on X and Facebook, as well as call us at 877-726-8.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at Women in Government.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Thailand and Cambodia signing an expanded ceasefire agreement Sunday. That during a ceremony in Malaysia, one attended by President Trump. In his remarks at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the president thanked members of his diplomatic team for their role in making the ceasefire possible.
I want to thank Marco Rubio for being here. He was great. You always help. He's born for this job. He really was. He was born for this job. Secretary of State Jameson, thank you very much for all you did on helping too. He's the foremost expert on trade, and we're going to be doing another couple of stops where we're talking about no war, just pure trade.
Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese officials say a trade deal between the world's two big superpowers. The sides have reached an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to finalize their high-stakes meeting coming up Thursday in South Korea. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicting air travelers might see more flight delays and cancellations as air traffic controllers work without pay during the government shutdown.
My job is to keep the airspace safe. And so if I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic. And that's why you see the delays in the system. And the job number one is, again, get people to where they're going safely.
Duffy was appearing on Fox News Sunday morning. Boeing workers at three Midwest plants where military aircraft and weapons are developed have voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and a continuous strike that began 3 months ago. The strike by some 3,200 machinists at plants in Missouri and Illinois is smaller in scale than the walkout last year of 30-some thousand. More on these stories, townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
President Trump is overseeing a significant renovation of the east wing of the White House, which includes the construction of a new ballroom. Primary reason for the renovation is to create a larger entertaining space. New ballroom aims to eliminate the need for large events to be held in temporary tents on the South Lawn. Victor Davis Hanson, historian, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution.
A lot of presidents and people have said this is unfortunate that when there are state dinners, they don't have adequate facilities. It's been something that's come up a lot. So Trump's a builder. He's using private funds. And I looked at the drawings. It seems to be in character with the architecture and style of the White House.
And despite what Democrats may be crying about, the truth is not one penny from tax dollars is being used. President says, quote, me and some friends of mine will pay for the ballroom at no cost to taxpayers. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Scary thoughts for a lot of Americans today. A new poll finds many people of all ages are very fearful about higher health care costs in 2026. We have more on the story now from correspondent Julie Walker.
About 6 in 10 Americans are extremely or very concerned about their health costs going up in the next year, according to a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and that extends across age groups and political parties. The poll found about 4 in 10 are extremely or very concerned about not being able to pay for health care or medications, or losing or not having health insurance. Federal policies have left millions at risk of skyrocketing health insurance premiums or of losing their health insurance altogether. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We have it all under one roof. So anything that, you know, don't just say, well, I don't need to talk about wealth. You may have another problem or issue you want to talk about.
Absolutely. And you've created a very broad, diverse team with a lot of specialists available to help, you know, all of your clients in one area or another. So, yeah, you've done a really great job with that. So.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's talk about the energy. And first of all, I have to start off by saying this is not a political statement.
Yep.
I just want to try and cover the black and the white and the cause and the effects of what's going on in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our energy. And one thing that is nice is I think the whole country is unified behind the fact that we want to have good, clean, pollution-free as much as possible
yep.
energy the whole way across.
Yes.
The difference really is that, you know, one side of the political aisle is, you know, pushing hard for clean renewables with wind, solar, geo, battery storage, and kind of at the expense of what we've been using for the last, you know, 100, 150 years on the fossil fuel.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the political aisle is like, hey, we're not to where we can afford to go nothing but clean because it'd break our economy. We're in all of the above camp right now, but we would all like to see in 30, 40, 50 years be totally clean renewable resources.
Sure.
It's just a matter of timing.
I think most reasonable people think that way.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, I'm trying to not get political.
Sure.
But
yeah, yeah.
But I think we all want to eventually get to where, you know, if the wind and the solar would cover everything or hydro, then great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not there yet. So.
Mm-hmm. No. And so, the energy pieces to this, President Trump is trying to stop the government from taking political sides. So the last couple of administrations gave a ton of tax credits and deductions to new energy resources, clean energy resources, at the expense of the taxpayers.
Yep.
And trying to push that. And then they also had put some road bumps and additional regulations against, like, coal, for example. In fact, it's one of our political candidates a few years back, one that totally closed down the coal industry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's not smart. And then, we 4 years ago, we shut down some main pipelines
yep.
that caused. And so right now, where we're sitting at, we're paying about $1.20 a gallon more for gas than we did, you know, 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, fuel, and the reason I get so excited about it because from the stock market standpoint, investments on my clients, fuel, you know, is the problem with inflation. I mean, fuel flows through everything that we touch by
every
use.
Single thing. Yeah.
Right. And so when you're paying $1.20 a gallon, which is, you know, what, 40% higher than it used to be,
mm-hmm.
that means that's a direct flow to, you know, our grocery stores and everything else that we're doing. So that's why this is so important. But anyway, so the new bill, what they've done is they're phasing out a lot of these tax credits and deductions to the clean energies, and they're also reducing some of the regulatory environment that's been, you know, a trouble to coal and to getting refineries expanded and more up to date and pipelines and, you know, things like that. So those are really, really important.
And I've always been a fan of, and there's nothing wrong with governmental, you know, subsidies to try to kickstart some of these technologies and that sort of thing. But I am a huge fan of let the private market develop that and turn it into something that is affordable and replicatable around the country and let the private market do that. I think the private market will do a much better job than the government trying to insert itself into that effort.
Yeah, I agree on a whole on that. You know, there are certain circumstances, you go back through history, and there are some initiatives that really needed to happen that wouldn't have happened if government hadn't stepped in and
sure.
get it started. But I'm not a big fan of the government putting the finger on the scales of balance for very long, you know, if at all. So yeah, I agree. You know, one thing that's kind of funny about the, you know, again, it's such a political topic, and depending on what news channel you get your sources from, you know, some of them are even the reports we've seen, early reports on this OBBA program, is that, oh, this is going to be catastrophic to jobs, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, the reality of it is it will reduce jobs probably in these ones that were tax subsidized, solar, wind, geo, these type areas.
Yep.
But if you think about it, if they deregulate or reduce regulations and problems with coal and, you know, fossil fuels and pipelines and all that, that'll get those jobs going again.
Correct.
So yeah. I don't see it as a net loss of jobs. I see it as a shifting, and our economy is always shifting to whatever the next new thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see the jobs as being a problem here, although you're going to hear that scaremongering from a lot of the news outlets out
and
there.
And that's the politicization
right.
of all these topics. And it kind of drives me crazy, frankly. So
yeah, yeah. So the one biggest thing that came from this, and our viewing and listening audience probably isn't going to really see the effect from this, but they would have seen it if it didn't get done.
Yep.
So President Trump and his first administration enacted a major tax reform and tax cut. That was scheduled to sunset this year. If it was allowed to sunset, the average American's federal tax piece of their paycheck would have gone up by 22.4%.
Ouch.
That could have very easily thrown us into a recession.
Yep.
I'm not saying recession is unavoidable or that this is, you know, going to keep us from getting into a recession at some point, but that would have been a real big problem if all of a sudden your paycheck is down by, you know, in some cases, hundreds of dollars per payroll. That's money not going into the economy. That could have thrown us into a recession pretty easily. So that was one of the best things about this, in my opinion, is they extended these, made those tax cuts permanent. So really important.
All right. If this is catching your attention, if you have questions about this, if you'd like to reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at Rally Wealth and Benefits, give them a call, 913-308-0277, toll free, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And I'll tell you what, Bruce, I think there are a lot of listeners out there that are just unaware of some of the, just like you said, we're going to keep this black and white and just the facts.
yes, Joe Friday.
It's very much appreciated. So, Bruce, we'll pick that up on the other side. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Because of the one big beautiful bill, I don't have to pay taxes on Social Security anymore. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
False. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Right. So in some cases, some people will virtually not pay taxes on Social Security, because what they've done basically is that you did have the standard deduction, $1,000 for single and $2,000 for joint filing, but they've increased that by $6,000 on the standard deduction. So that may knock some people out of having to pay tax on the Social Security or their overall tax bill. The estimate is somewhere around 60% of the people that are on Social Security, that this will help them to a great degree. So
okay.
Maybe eliminate that tax altogether.
Yep. All right. We're speaking with Bruce Glenn. He is an expert in all matters financial. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rowley Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Toll free is 888-241-2361 and online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, let's continue our conversation on the one big beautiful bill.
Very good. So I'm going to kind of just roll through some other, you know, bullet points that, yeah, I feel like are kind of some of the bigger ones that are in the bill. And again, the details are still kind of unwinding out, yeah, of this, and there may be some challenges in some of it. And you know how Washington D.C. is. You know,
yep.
But anyway, so just kind of touch again. I already mentioned this earlier, but the salt tax. I think this is one of the two most important items for our listening audience. Is that state and local tax cap of $10,000 that was implemented probably what 8, 10, 12 years ago,
mm-hmm,
is now raised to $40,000. So that's going to mean, from a tax planning standpoint, itemization, a lot of people went to just using standard deduction. Now the reason to itemize may increase for quite a few people right there.
Because that's going to raise the taxes a little bit.
It gives you the ability to deduct more of your interest and property taxes beyond that $10,000 limit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, caps a lot of people out, and then you just, you know, you what used to be deductible wasn't. So now a lot of that will become deductible again, which helps. So this is interesting. So, again, President Trump, he's you know, pro-American, America first. This is a good example of that. So there's a car loan interest deduction in the bill of up to $10,000 on interest if it's a U.S.-built car. Now, the real question is, well, what is a U.S.-built car?
Yeah.
And so we So we believe it's designed to be cars that are completed in the U.S.
So they can be assembled in the U.S.
Yeah, maybe a Nissan in Tennessee or Kia, where, you know, I don't know where all the different plants are, different cars. I know Nissan's, I run through one of those. It's huge out in Mississippi when I drive through that area. But anyway, that's the point there is that there will be an incentive to buy American on the car front. And then, you know, charity, and I like this a lot. So charity really took a back seat after some of this previous tax reform bill or inflation, whatever they call that bill, did. But there, you know, now they're going to implement where charity, you can do your, you know, 1,000, 2,000 joint starting in 2026, and there's no income phase out for it. So that's going to help churches and non-for-profits quite a bit. And I'm not really getting all the way into that one, but there is a lot of advantage to charity that this bill helps out with, which I'm glad to see that as well.
Good.
The estate plan, so this is kind of like the taxes that were going to expire and would have gone way up. The estate planning or estate taxes were going to expire also. And so this extends the $15 million and the $30 million for, you know, couples for the, you know, very few people to fit into that category. But there's a lot of people that fit in at some point that would, because it would have gone back, I think, don't hold me to this, but I think it would have gone back to, you know, like $600,000 or anything above that would have been subject to tax.
Oh, boy.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
And so and most people would have fallen into that situation, just your home. So that's going to make that a lot better for families to, you know, be able to keep their wealth in their generations to come categories. So I like that. There's also a newborn. The United States is going to give parents with a newborn a deposit into a savings account, and then the parents can put some money with that also. So they're trying to incentivize birth rate. And I know it sounds kind of silly, but if you think about China, you know, China has this big goal of becoming the number one economic engine in the world. Well, China has a big problem. Their birth rates are very, very low, and they've got, you know, a lot smaller population base of younger people supporting the older people. And that's a trickle down effect that gets worse and worse and worse if you've got a big disruption in your population base. And we've had slowing population numbers also. So they're trying to incentivize that, or at least make it a little bit easier for new parents.
And they're also incentivizing starting to save on behalf of your newborn child from day one. And that pays off in buckets later on, you know, for, you know, saving for college or, you know, your first home or whatever it might be once that child is grown. So
yeah, absolutely. So, and then there's another one of these things. So this is kind of a funny thing that a lot of our clients and a lot of people try and walk a fine line. If they retire before 65 and you've got the Obamacare available to you, there's different levels of tax credits that go towards them getting their premiums on the health insurance to a low manageable level. And they have to have a certain level of income, and the government offsets a lot of the cost. So that's actually going to stop in 2026. So the game of playing that is going to come to an end, fortunately or unfortunately. I guess fortunately from a tax standpoint for the government, but unfortunately for folks who are in that situation where they want to retire early. And COBRA only carries you so far, and then now you've got a problem like, how do I get my health insurance? And then if it costs you the full cost of it, that could hurt a lot of people in that regard.
Yep. And COBRA is pretty expensive because, you know, even for that period of time, you're paying the full freight on that health insurance, and your company is no longer subsidizing that. So
gets
really expensive all of a sudden. It should be part of what is calculated into that decision of retiring early. So
yeah, 100%. And so, and one other potential effect from the OBBA is that we could take on some extra debt in the short term because some of these tax cuts are going to kick in until some of that, you know, the trickle-down effect kind of broadens the tax base. So the bond market could see some effect by that. So we're kind of watching that carefully, and we'll see where we take effect on that. We're kind of taking the short end of the duration on bonds just to try and minimize the Federal Reserve tax or the interest adjustments. And we'll see what this tax does as well. So we're going to keep pretty tight on our bond rates. So just kind of a reminder, during COVID, we got up to about 130% of GDP on our debt.
Ooh.
It's reduced a little bit down to about 120% on our debt, but we're still a debtor nation, so we need to get this further in control. I think the overall bill will improve that in the long run, but, in the short term, maybe a little bit of pain with it.
All right. He is Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for taking time to give us a really nice overview of some of the highlights of the One Big Beautiful Bill. You did a beautiful job.
It's a beautiful day, baby.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And can't go back to work. The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks. Faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just want to know if that deal is really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I've been talking to quite a few folks here recently. They're going to be searching for a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. Now, that's a bad word in the business. They don't like the nursing home word or term, because that comes with a lot of baggage. And I would remind the industry that's baggage well earned, but I will also give major credit to kind of taking care of that. And you don't see anything today like we used to see back in the day when it had very bad connotation and where all the baggage came from. So anyway. Much, much, much improved, much better now, not even close. So if you're going to be searching for a long-term care community, this is the highest level of care that is available. And what does that mean? I refer to it as the medical model. So they can help you in all the ways that an assisted living level of care or an assisted living community can help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management, making all the meals for you, you know, all of those sort of things, plus medical needs such as wound care, such as pain management, urinary catheter care, feeding tubes, diabetic management with insulin injections, very heavy personal care. So if someone is just not able to help themselves and it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help a person from point A to point B, maybe someone, and God bless them if they're maybe even bedridden at that point because they just need so much care and they're not able to get up and get around, that heavy, heavy personal care is also provided along with all of the medical needs. So that's when you would need long-term care. And also, you know, many, many times the resident will have cognitive issues, cognitive impairment, and they can help out with that to a point. Now, if the long-term care community has a memory care neighborhood or memory care portion of the community, then they can help you with all of those medical needs as well as your cognitive needs and address the issue of potential elopement or wandering away from the the building or the community, as well as, you know, overstimulation, all the other things that memory care would address. You could have memory care at the long-term care level, and you can have just what I term as just general care, just good old-fashioned general everyday care. So, again, it's that medical model. It's the highest level available, and it's also the most expensive. And there's more staffing in long-term care relative to assisted living or residential care or Home Plus, although Home Plus has really good staffing levels, actually. We're going to have a lot more RNs, a lot more LPNs, and just generally, overall, more staffing because guess what? The residents need more help, so that just makes sense. So on the pricing model, okay, it's a daily rate. At this point, you're paying a daily rate. It's not, you know, a 30-day, you know, month by month. Like most assisted living communities, it's a monthly charge of X dollars. So in long-term care, you have a daily rate, and then there are two types of rooms. So you have a shared room where you're going to have a roommate, and then you're going to have a private room, which really comes at a premium. See, by the time you need and make it to that long-term care level, it's mostly about the care that you receive and not much about your personal space at that point. Now, you can use a lot of the other spaces and areas within the community. And then your room is really more of kind of a bedroom type of a setup where you would, of course, sleep overnight, take naps, et cetera, hang out, read a book. You can stay in there as much as you'd like. But the idea is for that to be more of a bedroom type of a setup, and then you would use other parts of the building throughout the day for other needs and other purposes. So for that shared room, you have a roommate, okay, and in the Midwest, and I think these numbers, I think, are pretty applicable for most parts of the country. You're going to be anywhere from, you know, $275, $280-ish per day up to, you know, maybe $300 a day, $330 a day, $340 a day, right in there. And then the private room, again, this comes at a premium. Your private room is going to be maybe $350 to maybe upwards of about $500 a day. Take that times 30 and you're like, wow, don't wreck your car. don't spit out your coffee if you're listening to this in the morning. So it's very expensive. Now I'm asked all the time, now, isn't there a buy-in when you move into long-term care? No, absolutely not. It's a daily rate. Now, typically, they would want you to pay for that 30 days, you know, up front on the first day of the month. So you're writing a check for $9,000 to $15,000. If for some reason you should choose to move during the middle of the month, or if you should pass away, or for any other reason that you're not there in the building, they would prorate that. And if you had, you know, 15 days at $300 a day, they're going to send you a check for, what is that, $4,500, right? So that's how that works. But the rate is a daily charge. There is no buy-in. There is no entrance fee. There is not a community fee at this level. You just move in, receive care. And there's always a huge, huge question, and I address this all the time with my clients with Senior Care Consulting. I ask the very good question of, is there a chance that you might outlive your assets? And more often than not, the answer is, well, yeah, there is a chance. I mean, we don't know how long we're going to live. We have X dollars. We have our income of X dollars a month. We have these other assets that are available. We're getting ready to sell our house, and that's going to add to our asset base. So we could do some basic math and figure out that their assets along with their income would pay for example, a shared room for the next, 48 months, 60 months, 2 months, whatever the number is. We'll do the math, and we can get you pretty close as an estimate. But what happens if you should outlive your assets? Then what we're going to have to do at that point is make sure then to discuss Medicaid. At that point, you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid, and I like to refer to Medicaid as the safety net. That says if you should outlive your assets and you require care at that long-term care level, then the Medicaid program, they've got you covered. That's your safety net. They will end up paying, ultimately pay, the majority of your monthly cost each and every month once you qualify. So that's pretty incredible. Now, I have received over the years all kinds of calls from people saying, we moved into this place and we thought we were in good shape, and we figured, well, if we ran out of money, we're going to get that Medicare thing or that, whatever that thing is called, and we're good to go. And then we find out that the long-term care community we're living in, they don't work with Medicaid. So I guess we're going to have to move. Can you help us? Because we obviously didn't get this one right the first time. I've even had some people say, Don't tell me, if we would have worked with you in the first place, this wouldn't be happening. And I said, well, I hate to say it, but it's true. It wouldn't have happened. With Senior Care Consulting, I'm a meticulous planner, and we plan for all of the potential scenarios, including what happens if you should run out of money. And most people are like, well, we wouldn't want to move. We would want to stay there and age in place. And that's yes, of course. So we will plan for that. Senior Care Consulting will not let you make a mistake. If that's resonating with you, maybe you're in a place and you have some questions and you're like, maybe we need to look at our options. Give me a call at 913-945-2800 and let's talk about that. I'm going to have a whole lot more about Medicaid coming up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
When Army veteran Crenshaw met Doc, a black lab pointer mix, he was struggling with depression and emotional numbness. Doc can sense Crenshaw's anxiety before he even speaks, nudging him to breathe or leading him away from a trigger. The bond reduced Crenshaw's need for antidepressants and gave him something he hadn't felt in years, calm confidence that life could be joyful again. For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So you're looking at moving to a long-term care community. We talked about what it is, what it provides, the cost. And then we are addressing the question of what happens if you're living in long-term care and you outlive your assets. It's a huge question. And trust me, I get calls all the time from families who they were not aware of exactly how all this stuff works. And there was, a good salesperson. They forgot to mention things and the family didn't know to ask certain things. And then they're in a pickle. They're in a predicament. I get calls all the time. See, they said that my dad could live here, for the rest of his life, and now he's going to have to move because he's out of money, and I thought they would bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, and did they lie to me? And I'm like, nope, leave me out of it. I wasn't there. But here's the bottom line is you're in a private pay only community, or maybe they have an unwritten policy of you have to be able to privately pay for your own care for 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, could even be longer than that. And maybe you weren't aware of that or whatever the situation is. But the bottom line is you're out of money. You're going to have to move. And I've helped lots and lots of people. I've turned it around very quickly. I've helped them get out of kind of a bind, if you will, or a jam, if you will, and help them move to another community where it worked out just wonderfully. And they were able to qualify for Medicaid and just kind of move on past this whole thing. So Medicaid, again, is that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and if you should need care at the long-term care level, we'll pay for the majority of it. So here's how that works. What you're going to do is you're, and I'm just going to go on a quick overview, and then here in the near future, I have a couple of different elder law attorneys that I'll have on the show, and I'll have them explain it better than I can. But let me give you the basic overview here. So this program is designed to help pay the majority of your care when you're almost out of money. That's what it's for. So to get there and figure out how to qualify for it, you have exempt assets and you have countable assets. So your exempt asset, your house is exempt for now. There's a lot more to that story. But your house, you don't have to sell your house or somebody said we have to sign over mom's house to get, you don't have to do that. I've heard that about 1,000 times, I think. No, you don't have to do that. The house is exempt for now. Take care of mom, then we'll deal with the house later. You can have a car. You can have an investment in a prepaid funeral plan, which is a great idea. You can have a small amount of cash value and a small life insurance policy, and then all your household goods, all the stuff in your house. Those things are exempt. Don't have to worry about that. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to, just don't worry about that. The countable assets, almost everything else. So just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff. Okay? Those are countable assets. Now, each state could have slightly different rules. Okay, so for example, I'm broadcasting from our flagship station, and we're right here in Kansas City. So Kansas City straddles a state line. So part of it's in Kansas, part of it's in Missouri. There are differences. In certain circumstances, 401ks and IRAs of the community spouse on the Kansas side, they're exempt. They're off the table. But you have to count them in Missouri. And that can make a huge, gigantic difference for the community spouse, the spouse who will stay in the home. Okay, so and again, I don't have a lot of time to get into all of these particulars. But think liquid assets, and you have to spend your assets down, your liquid assets down. Say you have $50,000. Checking, savings, and maybe a small, like a CD or something like that, okay? So you spend the money down. In the state of Kansas, you're going to be almost broke, down to $2,000, and then boom, you're qualified. It's just a black and white, you know, numbers test here. In Missouri, you can spend it down to $5,909. Boom, you qualify. In most states around the country, they're somewhere in this area. You're almost out of money, and then you qualify. That's the whole point of it. It's the safety net that says we'll pay for the majority of a cost of long-term care when you outlive your assets. Now, I mentioned that community spouse. What if you have a couple, not an individual, where let's say the husband needs long-term care, and let's say the wife is staying home, still doing fine, living independently. Then in that case, you would determine the amount of liquid assets, and then you would divide that half on his side, half on her side, and it gets really complex, but the bottom line is he would spend his half down and qualify, and she would hang on to at least half. Now, there are ways to protect more than that. I'm not getting into all that today. Okay, so, but once you qualify for Medicaid, and they'll pay for a shared room, and they're paying the majority of the cost. Let's say your income is, you know, $1,500 Social Security, about $500 in the pension. You're bringing in a couple of thousand a month. You put most of that, not all of it, most of it toward the cost of care. Medicaid pays the difference, which is, you know, could be, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 a month. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, a big part of the initial assessment and discussion is how are we going to pay for the high cost of care? And we look at everything. We'll look at assets available, assets that could be liquidated and become available for paying for care. We look at your income. We look at long-term care insurance policies. Now, I don't sell them, but I'm very familiar with them. And I'm very familiar with the insurance world in general. And so I can take a look at your policy, tell you exactly how it works, what it's going to pay, and when the benefits kick in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll look at that. What if you or your loved one is a veteran? Can you or they qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? We're going to have a discussion about that. And we're going to see if we can get you a really nice benefit as a huge thank you for serving our country to our veterans. So this is a big, big part of it, along with a lot of other moving parts with Senior Care Consulting. So if you're living in long-term care and you want to make a move to a different community, maybe if you're concerned that you're in a community and if you run out of money, it's not going to, they're not Medicaid certified. This happens all the time. Or maybe you're going to move and you want to get it right the first time. You don't want to make mistakes. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We would be very happy to visit with you. We do offer a free consultation. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And we can definitely help you out with that search and selection process, help you get it right the first time. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Russia bragging about a new weapon. Here's Donna Warder.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has tested a new nuclear-capable and nuclear-powered cruise missile designed to confuse existing defenses. In a video released by the Kremlin, Putin, in a meeting with military officers, says once again we have confirmed the reliability of Russia's nuclear shield. Russia has resisted Western pressure for a ceasefire in Ukraine and warns the U.S. and other NATO allies against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia with longer-range Western weapons. Little is known about Russia's new cruise missile, codenamed Skyfall by NATO, but many Western experts have been skeptical about it, saying a nuclear engine could be highly unreliable. I'm Donna Warder.
Labor Department says consumer prices increased 3% in September from a year ago. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump is successfully driving prices lower.
The good news is the price increases that we saw under Biden have subsided. Gas, I just paid $2.89 a gallon. It's been a long time. I don't know what you're paying, but there are a lot of areas in the country, you know, $2.79 a gallon. It was $5 a gallon at one point under Biden.
In the meantime, the White House says the government shutdown likely means there will not be an inflation report next month for the first time in 70 years. That would leave Wall Street and the Fed without crucial information about consumer prices. And the Department of Agriculture posting a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out November 1st as the government shutdown drags on. That cutoff would expand the impact of the impasse to some of Americans most in need. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a few weeks of taking Relief Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my focus, my memory, my concentration. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
A New Jersey officer charged with misconduct after making personal stops instead of rushing to the scene of a shooting.
Prosecutors say Franklin Township Police Sergeant Kevin Bellaro did not quickly respond to and properly investigate reports of a shooting turned out to be a double homicide. Bellaro had been the on-duty officer on the evening of August 1st when police received 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming in Pittstown. They say rather than responding quickly, the officer first drove to an ATM. They also say during the time he claimed to be investigating the shooting, he was already on his way to a pizzeria. Bob Agnew reporting.
Every October, the weekend when Europe and the U.S. are out of sync with daylight saving time, potentially confusing a lot of people. Most don't observe daylight saving time, but those who do, like Europe and North America, well, in Europe, they do theirs this weekend. But in the United States, it will be next weekend. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. There has been a break now in the Louvre jewel heist that rocked Paris last week. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on several arrests now in that case.
One suspect reportedly preparing to leave the country, police nabbing them at Charles de Gaulle Airport Saturday. French media earlier reporting two arrests. The thieves stole jewels valued at $102 million in less than 8 minutes while the museum was open Saturday morning, October 19th. Officials say they dressed as renovation workers, used a stolen basket lift to scale the Louvre's facade, getting through a window, making their way to the gallery with the jewels, cutting through display cases, then exiting the way they came in, and riding off on scooters. The museum's director calling it a terrible failure. I'm Julie Walker.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Get up to work yourself. And so you don't want to take your thyroid medication and then wait a couple of hours until you get to work to eat breakfast because you don't want to arrive at work with an empty stomach. Sometimes it's advised that people wake up sometimes in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or in the early morning, and then they got another couple of hours to snooze, so they're told to keep their thyroid medication by the bedside with a glass of water. And then they take their thyroid medication then, and then they've got that proper two-hour interval away from food. But it's kind of a pain, isn't it? You know, you've got to be a little obsessive to do it right. And the thought is that if you take your thyroid medication with food, you're just going to wipe out its effects. So there's a new study that looks at this issue. And I'm wondering why it took so long for them to do a study. Because I guess this is one of those things in medicine that is tradition, like the song in Fiddler on the Roof, that you're supposed to take your thyroid medication away from food. The study is entitled Timing of Levothyroxine Ingestion. That's the most common type of thyroid replacement. It's synthetic thyroid T4, brand name Synthroid. Timing of Levothyroxine Ingestion in the Infinity Study. It's a randomized control trial comparing dose-adjusted, non-fasting versus fasting thyroid medication intake. And so in the background on this study, they say that thyroid co-ingestion with food may lead to reduced absorption and increased thyroid-stimulating hormone. TSH goes up when you don't have enough thyroid. So it's one of these things where inverse relationship to thyroid function. The higher your TSH, the lower your thyroid. And so you might mess up your TSH if you take your thyroid medication with food. Yet, in a recent study, we found that the majority of patients are burdened by fasting ingestion. Duh. It's kind of a pain, right? Therefore, we aim to investigate whether dose-adjusted non-fasting thyroid ingestion could achieve stability of TSH levels comparable to fasting ingestion. And why didn't they think about this earlier? Okay, so here's what they did in the study. They divide the patients in two groups. One group took the thyroid medication, as is traditionally prescribed, to be away from food. Fasting. The other group got their thyroid medication with breakfast, but there was an adjustment. They increased their thyroid dose by 15%, just 15%, to compensate for the reduced absorption due to non-fasting ingestion. So this is a small adjustment. They gave him a little bit higher dose of thyroid medication because they thought, well, maybe the food is interfering with the uptake of the thyroid medication. And lo and behold, they followed them for 12 weeks, and then the follow-up was extended to 18 or 24 weeks. And what they found was that the groups were comparable. Stable TSH levels were achieved in 72% of the fasting group and 73% of the non-fasting group, so they were virtually identical. And by the study end, 93% of the non-fasting group preferred to continue taking their thyroid with breakfast with a little bit of a bump in dose. And I can think of a comparable circumstance where there is a relationship between intake of certain foods and the effect of a medication where we do exactly the same thing. For a long time, people who were taking Coumadin, a blood thinner, were told that they must avoid foods high in vitamin K. These include valuable foods like green tea and cruciferous vegetables. These are important foods because they have cancer-fighting properties and many other benefits, but they're told to completely avoid these foods because these foods might cancel out the effects of Coumadin. And indeed, vitamin K antagonizes Coumadin, causes its blood-thinning effects to be diminished. So for many, many decades, for as long as I've been practicing medicine, well before, patients were denied the benefits of these healthy foods if they were taking Coumadin. And many people taking Coumadin as a blood thinner for heart problems, for blood clots, and so on. My take on it is that patients who take Coumadin should be allowed to eat these healthy foods, but in moderation, on a consistent basis, and they get frequently checked, just like thyroid patients get their TSH frequently checked, for something called ProTime, to see how effective the Coumadin is. And if it's not that effective, it's part canceled out by the intake of vitamin K-containing foods or beverages, then simply slightly hike the Coumadin dosage. And usually it only takes an intake increase of maybe 10, 20%, at most 30%, to compensate for the effect of moderate intake of vitamin K. Even taking vitamin K supplements, relatively low-dose vitamin K supplements, some multis contain a little vitamin K, that's not a problem as long as you adjust the Coumadin dose and monitor the ProTime, which measures the rapidity of bleeding or the extent of anticoagulation. So I think this is an important message to get out to physicians, to endocrinologists. I hope they've heard about it. And to patients who take thyroid medication, now don't just go start taking your thyroid medication willy-nilly with food because it may indeed diminish its efficacy. But in cooperation with your physician, you can slightly increase the dosage of your thyroid medication if you consistently take it with food. Don't be inconsistent. Don't take it fasting sometimes, then with food, because you're going to bounce around. Your numbers are going to be inconsistent. But keep measuring your TSH to see if you're in range. Better yet, measure free T4 and free T3, which are also subtle measures of thyroid function and effectiveness. And you may be liberated from that onerous regime of having to fast for 2 hours away from your thyroid dosing. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter.
Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that's a way that you can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Hey, Dr. H. My nearest and dearest has been diagnosed with Parkinsonian symptoms, a.k.a. Parkinson's, but I'm finding out more that nobody really knows what that is, and there are these theories, but his symptoms are is early stage something on the right side. And my friend Paul, who's an actor, so it's a devastating diagnosis if it's truly going to be full-blown Parkinson's. You know, we've uncovered things that a vegan diet is really good for, you know, and it's like, what? I wonder if you have any recommendations or guidance on that. He's been to neurologist at Queen Square and someone in the Parkinson's Institute or something, a very fine research scientist by the name, appropriately, of Weiss, W-Y-S-S. But I wonder if you have any other thoughts.
Okay, indeed I do. So, okay, so when it comes to Parkinson's disease, you know, sometimes there's, in early Parkinson's disease, they simply wait until you really need medication because it's thought that early administration of medication may somehow burn out the basal ganglia, which are the kind of center of movement, and kind of put them into overdrive and maybe ultimately reduce symptoms but not stay the course of Parkinson's disease. So in terms of natural things to do, I'm not sure that a vegetarian or vegan diet is the way to go. There's evidence that chemical exposure is problematic in Parkinson's disease, but it may be shutting the barn door after the horse gets out that your significant other or husband has had chemical exposure many decades ago that may have triggered this. But you definitely want to reduce chemical exposure. When it comes to supplements, one of the supplements, it's not really a supplement, that can be helpful for Parkinson's symptoms is nicotine. But you don't want to start smoking. It's actually been shown that nicotine gum or nicotine patches may have a beneficial effect on the brain and slow down the Parkinson's progression. Anything that supports the mitochondria in the brain, because the brain is highly active energetically, so mitochondrial support with things like NT factor, nicotinamide riboside. There was one study on coenzyme Q10 that was a little disappointing, but I still think it may play a role. Also, things like MitoPure, a product that we talk about here, urolithin A, could be helpful for this. There's evidence that the microbiome plays a role in this. So if you have a disruption in your microbiome, you want to optimize that. Yes, you want to take beneficial prebiotics in your diet and perhaps consider probiotics. There's actually a probiotic that makes the claim that it has been, in some preliminary scientific research, beneficial for Parkinson's patients. Omega-3 fatty acids play a role, particularly DHA in the brain. And things like curcumin have an anti-inflammatory effect. There's a thought that maybe there's an inflammatory process going on in the brain that can hasten neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. There's vitamin D and something called mucuna. Mucuna, you got to be careful when you're using Parkinson's medications because it actually may have an additive effect. Pregnenolone as a hormone has been shown to be helpful in Parkinson's patients. And for men, testosterone can be helpful. And there's even some discussion about methylene blue as a way of slowing neurodegenerative disease. I think we have a question from a listener on the subject of methylene blue that we're going to tackle a little later on today's program. So see a integrative physician who's familiar with brain support, because I think that there are some ways of slowing this. And don't forget exercise. Exercise is very important. Stationary bicycling, even boxing, not so much combative boxing, but using a heavy bag or, you know, using something to coordinate your movements can slow the progression of Parkinson's degeneration. So there you have it. Good luck with that situation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR for the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at kcnr1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
See the world differently moves us to action, and we believe that today wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Robert Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Call up and record a question. Gets you into the doctor's office, and you can have your questions or comments aired. Let's talk a little bit about handwriting training for kids. New study on the benefits of handwriting training. You know, my father and mother had great handwriting. It was just amazing. My father, just addressing an envelope or writing a check, it looked like calligraphy. And both my father and mother were classically educated in Europe. And handwriting and calligraphy were a big part of education, not just in Europe, but in the United States. You look at old classrooms, there are charts on the wall about how to write in cursive and how to print, and kids spend a lot of time doing that. But now the notion is just give kids a computer or give them a mobile device, and they'll just tap out their messages. And I have actually kind of lost the ability to print legibly. Yeah, it was... I was kind of a Luddite about going to electronic medical systems as a doctor. Many doctors just simply type their notes, but I wrote them by hand. And, you know, I guess I must not have been a very good doctor because my handwriting was actually pretty good. It was legible, but by no means comparable to that of my father and mother, people of previous generations. Typing and not handwriting got a boost during COVID via online remote instruction. So kids were taught to type their lessons instead of writing them out by hand. And there's a move afoot in some schools to revive the traditional art of handwriting, of writing in cursive and writing in block letters. And so... There's a study here. Handwriting, but not typewriting, leads to widespread brain connectivity. This is a study done with EEGs, electroencephalograms. You know, I've seen pictures of people with all kinds of wires, you know, attached to their scalp. It says a high-density EEG study with implications for the classroom. And the abstract says as traditional handwriting is progressively being replaced by digital devices, it's essential to investigate the implications for the human brain. So they recorded brain electrical activity in 36 university students as they were handwriting visually presented words or typewriting the words on a keyboard, and there was a difference. When writing by hand, brain connectivity patterns were far more elaborate than when typewriting on a keyboard. And what they refer to is literature that suggests that connectivity patterns in these brain areas are crucial for memory formation and for encoding new information, and therefore are beneficial for learning. The implication being that if you're taking notes for a lecture, for example, and you're typing it versus writing it, the writing somehow encodes it better in your brain because there's proprioceptive information obtained through precisely controlled hand movements when using a pen, which contribute to the brain's connectivity patterns that promote learning. And the authors of the study say, we urge that children from an early age must be exposed to handwriting activities in school to establish the neuronal connective patterns that provide the brain with optimal conditions for learning. So, yeah. Make sure that when your kids or grandkids are in school that they haven't abandoned good old-fashioned cursive and handwriting training. I think it's a good thing. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. Oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all-natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
S.com.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Fish oil is an important theme in terms of overall health and wellness. And there's nobody that I trust more to talk about this subject than someone who I greatly admire. I consider him a mentor and a role model. He is Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He is a PhD. He's a fellow of the American College of Nutrition, certified nutrition specialist. In fact, a founder of that credential. And I have to say that, Jeff, you're the first to show me that natural medicine and rigorous science are compatible. And that's actually been the theme of my professional career, is that it's not just, you know, folkloric information or hocus pocus, that there is a scientific basis for many of the things we talk about. So I always look to you as a role model on that. So thanks for joining us today.
Well, Dr. Hoffman, Ron, thank you so much. This is it's a really privilege and a treat to have a chance to connect. You know, our friendship and our collegial relationship, professional relationship, now goes back many, many decades. And it's interesting to me to see how the integrity of what we kind of both joined up to and signed on for, which is this whole concept of science-based healthcare focused on the things that people could do every day in their lives, of which nutrition is a common theme that all people participate in, at least at some time, were really important drivers for health and disease. And I think that over the decades, this concept that really kind of annealed us together has been proven more and more correct as we've looked at the rising tide of chronic disease and its association with the altered food supply system and ultra-processed foods and diets. And so I'm very privileged that we've shared this space all these years, and hopefully we're fighting back against some of this this uncertainty that relates to people that get themselves into healthcare problems that are avoidable.
Indeed. And so your latest venture is something called Big Bold Health. And previously here on Intelligent Medicine, we've talked about HTB, Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat, as a unique functional food. And although the subject today is fish oil, can you just briefly touch upon HTB as kind of an innovative food ingredient and supplement?
Yeah, it's interesting. Just real quickly, my interest got piqued about 7 years ago around what is it that influences the immune system. And I got very interested in looking at cultures that have long life and longevity and low incidence of chronic disease, the so-called blue zones of Dan Buettner. And one of the things that came across to me was that these cultures, the people that live in them that become centenarians with reasonably good health, are people whose immune systems are very, very young relative to their age and birthdays. And we now have mechanisms by which we can measure the biological age of the immune system. And publications that were in the literature were talking about how youthful their immune systems were and how that associates itself with long, healthy life. And so I got wondering, you know, what were the things that were common features that associate positive immune effects with their diet? And because these diets in the blue zone areas are different, but there are some things that they share in common. And two of them were related to the consumption of foods that were very rich in these polyphenols, these unique ingredients. And as I started to look at foods around the world that have the highest level of these immune active polyphenols, one of them that I found was this ancient 3,500-year-old food called Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat, which is very understood in Asia, but has not, for whatever reason, gotten into the United States. So I became very interested, ultimately leading me into now having upstate New York farms that are first-time growing organic and regenerative agriculture certified Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat, and we've done clinical studies on its effect in humans showing we can retard the rate of aging their immune system by 47% in 90 days by people taking a concentrate of the polyphenols from Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat. So that was a very exciting kind of chapter in my evolution and development. And the other food that is associated with long life in the Blue Zone areas were foods that deliver high levels of the omega-3 fatty acids, starting with linolenic acid, but then moving up to the active principles in marine oils, the eicosapentaenoic acid called EPA and docosahexaenoic acid called DHA. And so then I started asking questions, what's happened to these particular oils over the last years that they've become popularized and they've been commercialized in terms of their composition relative to what we find in people who eat these fish oils in their diet naturally? Like
right. Yeah, I just want to point out, and you're well aware of this, is that there's sometimes contradictions between studies that look at people who eat a lot of fish and the administration of fish oil, as you're well aware, right?
Absolutely. I think that's a very, very compelling observation, because if you look at the studies that have been done on people who eat the whole fish, or not the extracts, you'll find very, very significant improvements in cardiovascular health and in immune health. And the results in people who take the highly processed fish oils often are not nearly as compelling. So it begs the question, why not? And I think we've come up with the answer, or at least part of the answer, over the last few years as we've started to really deep dive into the understanding of the role that these omega-3 oils play on immune and overall health.
Right. So we focus, as kind of the way the pharmaceutical industry works, it works to, maybe there's a plant or something and they find that there's some chemical within the plant and then they purify it and then they modify it, and it's kind of a laser-like focus on one ingredient. But fish oil is really kind of a constellation of beneficial ingredients, not just EPA and DHA. So how does omega-3 rejuvenate differ from even high-quality fish oil that's on the market?
Yeah, thank you. So I had the very great fortune of meeting a gentleman in Seattle, which is where I live, a region up here in Seattle. And he owned a fishing company, and he was telling me about the unique way that he has built his boats in his fleet that does fishing up in Alaska. And I got really intrigued, and I said, I bet your fish have a different composition by the time they get to market than other people who fish, because the way you're doing this, you have these boats that catch the fish one fish at a time on a line and hook, and then on board you process those fish, and then they go directly into minus 20 degree freezers on board, so they never get a chance to age and lose a lot of the nutritional quality by the time they get to market. And he said, well, yeah, that's why we sell our fish at a premium. It goes into premium restaurants because the flavor is better, the texture, and so forth, than the way fish are normally processed and put in the holds of ship for days and processed later. We call that fresh, but they're not really fresh. So I said, what do you do with any kind of this byproducts of this process? And he says, oh, well, we don't have a really market for those. And I said, well, In some of your fish, because you're the largest long-line sustainable fishing company in Alaska that's fishing for cod, what do you do with the cod livers? And he said, well, right now we just grind them up and throw them away. And I said, well, gee whiz, why don't we start holding on to those and seeing what's in them? And lo and behold, that led us to recognize that the way that was being done by the processing of those fish on board resulted in the preservation of all the nutrients that were present in the cod liver oil, most of which had been lost by processing when people buy commercial cod liver oil. And we said, well, I wonder if it's the same with salmon oil. So he was also fishing Alaska salmon. And so we did the same thing with salmon, and lo and behold, we found that, yes, the levels of nutrients in the salmon oil, astaxanthin and vitamin A and D and pro-resolving mediators and all these fatty acids were vastly different than normal salmon oil that's been highly processed by a whole series of processes of bleaching and deodorizing and saponification and esterification and distilling. These are processes that they use to clean up dirty oils, which are generally the way that these oils come to the rendering plants, because the fish have sat on the boats for several days and then they don't get processed right away and they start degrading. So
I noticed ended that up, the capsules of the omega-3 Rejuvenate have a really nice kind of amber, you know, sort of a, almost a, like a reddish hue. And is that a signature of the presence of some other compounds besides just, you know, refined EPA and DHA?
Yeah, that's the natural astaxanthin that is in the salmon because it eats krill and crabs that are organisms that have these particular helpful nutrients in them that get concentrated in the fish. But what happens normally when salmon oil is manufactured is it's stripped out and removed during the process because they start with kind of rancid oil to begin with, so they have to heavily process. And it takes away a lot of these ingredients, of which astaxanthin is one, as well as these pro-resolving mediators that are about 1,000 times more effective as anti-inflammatories than EPA or DHA.
So the PRMs, the pro-resolving mediators, are specific, sometimes referred to as SPMs, the different acronyms. These are kind of longer chain extensions of EPA and DHA, just a variety of compounds that are present naturally in broad-spectrum fish oil?
Yeah, again, that's a really great question. So Dr. Charles Ciron at Harvard and Mass General Medical School in Boston, a number of years ago now, about 20 years ago, actually discovered these compounds in oil mixtures and actually in animals in the blood, and including humans. And he studied their effects on immunity and found out that they were extraordinarily powerful as immune active substances. And they're produced actually in the body by white blood cells and other cells that actually convert EPA and DHA into these final products. They're, I would call it byproducts that are produced by the immune system to regulate and to control inflammation. And what happens is in any animal that is under immune stress, and fish are certainly that because of where they live in the environment, they produce then these immune active substances in their own bodies. But the problem is that when we then purify by commercial processes these oils by traditional methods that I mentioned, all these various steps, It eliminates, it removes these immune active materials. So they're really not present in highly processed fish oils. And what we found is that because of the preservation that we have in the processing, because our fish go directly from frozen on board right to our plant shoreside that we built in Dutch Harbor, where we never get high temperatures, we never expose them to chemical constant ingredients, it then results in retention of quite high levels of these pro-resolving mediators that activates then the EPA and DHA to make it much more powerful as an immune active substance. So we feel we have a unique class of fish oils that are as close to eating fish as you can get without a person having to eat a bunch of fish every day.
Well, I'm really sold, and you know, yeah. Previously, I used a very high quality fish oil. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't some special, $9.95 for 500 capsules. It was a premium fish oil, but I'm sold on Big Bold Health now. So, today's call to action is visit bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. We've got a special offer for Intelligent Medicine users, and I really urge you to use this particular brand of fish oil. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. And you can check out all their products there, including various forms of Himalayan tartary buckwheat, a unique functional food. And use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. Jeff, I'm just delighted with our collaboration on this. I think we're getting the word out and really helping to improve people's health. So thanks very much for joining us today, Jeff.
Ron, thank you, and thanks for your continued advocacy and helping people to find good help. It's available. We just need to do the right things, and you're helping people to know what it is.
Yeah, it's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman, and use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans. And they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at Women in Government.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Trade deal between the United States and China drawing closer as officials from the world's two largest economies reaching an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. They'll be meeting later in the week in South Korea. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Any agreement would be a relief to international markets, even if it does not address underlying issues involving manufacturing imbalances and access to state-of-the-art computer chips. Beijing recently limited exports of rare earth elements that are needed for advanced technologies, and President Trump responded by threatening additional tariffs on Chinese products. China's top trade negotiator, Li Changgang, told reporters the two sides had reached a preliminary consensus, while Mr. Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that there is a very successful framework. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Government shutdown drags on. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says the Democrats are preventing Congress from doing what it was elected to do.
The entire point of this short-term funding bill was for us to have this exact debate. Simply kept the government open 3 weeks ago, we would have probably already voted not just on the defense bill and the labor bill and the health and human services bill, but say on transportation and housing, military construction and veterans affairs and the agriculture department, really all the spending bills.
Department of Agriculture, meanwhile, posting a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out November 1st as the shutdown drags on. Cutoff would expand the impact of the impasse to some of the Americans most in need unless a resolution is found in the next couple of days. FAA says flights departing for Los Angeles International Airport were halted briefly Sunday due to a staffing shortage at a nearby Southern California facility. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
All eyes on the Big Apple now in what is one of the most closely watched elections in ages. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on Tuesday's closely looked at now mayor's race in the Big Apple.
The New York City mayor's race in the national spotlight with Democratic Socialist politician Zoran Mamdani leading, while fellow Democrat former Governor Andrew Cuomo running as an independent trails behind, and Republican talk show host Curtis Sliwa brings up the rear. Early voting began this weekend. Deepa Paulus hit the polls in Queens, voting for Mamdani.
I think he has a lot of good ideas about making the city more affordable.
Alec Mondeser says he went with Cuomo for experience.
The bottom line is we can't go with hoax. We have to go with someone that shows that they can handle the budget.
And Sliwa did his own early voting for himself in Manhattan. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A correspondent, Donna Warder, reports now on the death of an actress, June Lockhart.
TV's much-loved mom, June Lockhart, has died at age 100. A family spokesman says Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica, California. Lockhart played the roles of warm, compassionate mothers. She played Ruth Martin on the TV series Lassie from 1958 to 1964.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
And from 1965 to 1968, Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space. I'm Donna Warder.
Republicans in two states resisting pressure from President Trump to redraw congressional districts. Despite the White House push, Indiana State Senate leader says the chamber doesn't have enough support. In Kansas, Republican leaders are struggling to overcome the Democratic governor's strong opposition. More on these stories, townhall.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a detective-style adventure program. Then it's Bob Bailey as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in part two of the Pearly Matter. A number of actors had voiced the Falcon on the radio, including Barry Kroger, James Meehan, Les Tremaine, and George Petrie. But here's the fellow who handled the role the most. Listen for Les Damon as Michael Waring in this episode from July 11th of 1951.
The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Alice. I'm glad you called. Well, you'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I'm busy on a case. Some boy I know is coming over from Sing Sing, and I wish he wouldn't. To me, it sounds like a bad break.
This is Ed Hurley, he friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the vanishing varmint. Now, the case of the vanishing varmint. It's Wednesday evening in Manhattan. And upstate, a gentleman named Paul McKenzie is taking life easy. Not that Mr. McKenzie is lazy. He's not working because he had an argument with the state of New York, and unfortunately, he came out second best.
All right, McKenzie, inside. Ah, oh, hiya, Mac.
Drop dead, would you?
I don't know what's the matter with you.
Is that the New York paper?
Yeah.
Let's see it, Wayne.
I'm doing a crossword puzzle. You know a five-letter word for burglar?
You're trying to be funny?
No, see, 17 across.
Ah, give me that.
What'd you do that for? You broke the point on my pencil.
Well, that's just two. Hey, what are you doing now?
I'm sharpening the point on the windowsill.
Let's see that.
Ah, cut it out, Mac. I ain't hurting nothing.
Let me see that point. Hey, that's not bad.
You can get a real sharp like that. I always say concrete is as good as sandpaper.
Is that what you always say?
Yeah. When I was a kid...
Shut up. When do you draw kitchen duty again?
Tomorrow.
Swell. Why don't you rob me a spoon?
A spoon?
That's right.
Why should I?
Now, look, Wayne, we're friends, aren't we?
No.
What's the matter? Can't you take a joke? All I want's a crummy spoon. Who's going to miss it?
I'm not going to do it, man.
It's not like I was asking for a knife.
I said I'm not...
I said you would. Well?
Why do you want it for?
You got to have a reason for everything. Just give me a spoon. That's all I ask. Hey, Wayne. Wayne, wake up.
Well, let me alone, Mac.
Come on, dopey. Wake up. Keep your voice down. You understand?
Where'd you get that knife?
Remember the spoon you got me last week?
Yeah.
Just shows what a little homework will do. I filed it down.
How?
The same way you sharpen your pencil. Turned out real keen. Don't you think?
Cut it out.
Well, pay attention.
You're going to bust out?
What do you think?
You're crazy.
Like a fox. And you're coming with me.
Oh, no.
Don't get me wrong, Wayne. I'm not that fond of your company, but I need another guy to work this. Now get back in your cart and keep mum. Don't you open your yap for anything.
What are you going to do?
The less you know, the less you'll have to worry about.
Hey, Daniels! Daniels!
All right, what's the trouble, McKenzie?
There's something the matter with Wayne.
Huh? Wayne. Wayne!
I don't think he's breathing.
What happened?
I don't know. I saw him swallow a pill.
What?
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago.
All right, stand back. I'm coming in.
You think maybe it was poison?
What's the matter with you, Wayne? Can I help you turn him over, Mac?
Don't bother, Daniels. He'll be okay.
Huh?
Too bad I can't say the same
for you. No!
You killed him.
Well, what are you waiting for? Applause? Let's go.
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Mike Waring, please.
Isn't this Sergeant Corbett?
Mike?
Who else? How are you, Bright Eyes?
Busy. But I thought you might be interested in this flash that just came over the teletype. Here, I'll read it to you. Paul McKenzie and Wayne Thompson broke out of jail tonight at 9:30. May be headed for New York. These men are dangerous. Use caution in apprehending.
So?
Well, doesn't it mean anything to you?
Should it?
I think so. Remember the Weber holdup a few years back? You represented the insurance company.
Oh, yeah. McKenzie was the boy we grabbed.
As I recall, he was kind of peeved at you. Didn't he make a couple of threats?
I was just blowing off steam.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Frankly, I don't. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Mike. Hope I get to do it again sometime.
Just a second. Just a second.
Yes? Hello, Harris.
McKenzie.
Shut the door.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter, Harris? You act like you're seeing a ghost.
It's your old boss, remember?
Yeah, but I heard on the radio that...
What?
That a car with you and what's his name?
Wayne.
Yeah, went off a drawbridge near Sing Sing.
Well, I wasn't in it. We separated as soon as we got over the walls. Was there anything else?
No.
What about the gun I knifed?
They say he's going to pull through.
I guess this is my lucky day.
How did you get to town?
What do you think?
Well, you certainly didn't come by the super chief.
I rode the rods. Give me some soap. I want to wash you up.
Yeah, sure, man.
What do you hear from Ruth?
Ruth?
Ruth Nelson, stupid.
I haven't seen her in months, Mac.
I told you to keep an eye on her. Hand me that soap.
Yeah.
Well?
Well, what?
What do you got to say for yourself?
Oh, be reasonable, Mac. I couldn't follow Ruth around.
Why not?
Well, let's skip that for now. There's lots more important things to do.
Such as?
Such as getting you out of the country.
Now, don't be a chump, Harris. I'm staying right here.
What? You're out of your mind.
That's the trouble with people who don't spend any time in jail. You don't appreciate your own hometown. You forget the attractions. I got a beautiful girl in New York and about $250,000 in bonds.
Yes, I know, Mac, but...
Good, because I want them both here by 5 o'clock tonight.
Let me look at you, Ruth.
Have I changed much, honey?
Nah. You look better than ever. Okay, Harris, beat it.
Well, I thought you wanted...
What's the matter? Don't you understand English? Go on, blow. Find yourself somewhere else to flop tonight.
All right, Mike. But be careful, will you?
Stop being such a worrywart. I'll be okay.
Come here, baby.
Gosh, Mac. Wonderful to have you back.
You miss Papa, huh?
Yes.
Why don't you keep in touch with Harris?
You know how I always felt about him?
Oh, he's okay. Oh, hey, that reminds me. I was so tickled to see him, I forgot to ask. Where are the bonds?
Bonds?
Yeah, before I went up...
Oh, those. Well, I didn't bring them along.
Why not?
Well, when Harris first told me you were here, I thought he was kidding.
Well, you can see he wasn't. I want you to pick him up the second thing in the morning.
What do you mean, second thing?
Mike Waring's still around.
Who?
The private deck to call a Falcon.
I don't know.
Well, first thing tomorrow, Ruth, you find out and make an appointment for me.
What for?
You'll find out when I talk to Waring. You know how I hate to repeat myself. It's funny he doesn't answer.
Maybe he's gone out for a while.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Mac?
Make myself comfortable while I wait. I think this one ought to do the trick. Well, what do you know? Guess the old man hasn't lost his touch, eh, Ruthie?
Oh, Mac. Now, listen to
inside.
Me.
Inside.
But, honey...
I said inside. Now, what were you going to say?
Mike Waring's not going to like this.
That'll teach him not to break dates with yours truly.
I guess you're right.
What do you mean, you guess? Aren't you sure?
I only meant...
Wait a minute. Did you make an appointment with Waring for me?
Well, of course I did.
Then how come he isn't here?
I don't know.
You're lying.
All right, so I am. I never called Waring.
No?
Honest, Mac, I was only thinking of your welfare.
I'll bet you would. Next time I tell you to do something, you do it. I don't need any masterminding.
So that's the thanks I get.
You kidding? I got news for you, sweetheart. Even at Sing Sing, I heard a couple of stories about you.
They were about me and Arnold Lucas. They were lies.
What was her name again? Lucas? Come on, answer me.
Let me alone.
Talk up, Ruthie. I'm going to know the score. I've had to break every bone in your lovely body.
I'm warning you, Mac. Stay away from me.
You're warning me.
Go on, laugh, you big ape. But you put a finger on me and I'll put a finger on you and we'll see who yells louder.
Mr. Waring?
Yes, that's right.
I've been waiting for you out here since... 10:30.
Well, that's a switch. They generally wait inside.
Pardon?
Skip it. You're,
Susan Andrews.
Well, what's on your mind, Miss Andrews?
It's Mrs. Andrews. I'm staying at the Renard Apartments.
Well, you've still got something on your mind.
Well, couldn't we talk inside?
Sure. Come right in, Mrs. Ant. Oh, on second thought, stay right where you are.
Oh,
stop it.
Is he dead?
Well, if he isn't, he's as reasonable a facsimile as you can get with two slugs in the brain.
That's Paul McKenzie, isn't it?
Who?
Paul McKenzie, one of the men who broke out of jail yesterday.
How would you know?
I recognized him from his picture.
Funny. I never would have.
Who are you calling?
The police. Do you mind?
What's the matter?
The line has been cut. All right, Mrs. Andrews, you stay right here till I get back.
Yes, but what about McKenzie?
I wouldn't worry. In his condition, I think we can prevail upon him to hang around, too.
Oh, you're out of your mind, Mike. McKenzie was in the car with Wayne when it went off that drawbridge near Sing Sing.
Mm-hmm. Have they discovered the bodies yet, Sergeant?
Well, no.
I tell you, they never will. At least not McKenzie's, because he's right here in my place.
Oh.
Mrs. Andrews? Mrs. Andrews?
Looks like nobody's home.
I don't get it, Corbett. I left her standing right, but... Holy smoke, what happened to the body?
What body?
I told you, McKenzie's. It was lying right there near the sofa.
Look, Mike, if you got nothing better to do...
You've got to believe me, Corbett. Why would I make up a yarn like that?
That's what I'm wondering. But whatever your reason is, it better be funny.
I tell you, the line was cut.
Seems to be all right now.
Well, they must have patched it.
Oh, sure, sure. Where was this Mrs. Andrews living?
At the Renard Apartments.
Yeah, that's Fleming 1222, isn't it?
Well, go ahead. But you're wasting your time, Sergeant. Whoever removed McKenzie must have taken her along for the ride. She won't be in.
I know. There's only one question in my mind. Whether she ever was.
Look, are you calling me...
Now, keep quiet. Renard Apartments? You got a Mrs. Susan Andrews registered there?
Hello?
Mrs. Susan Andrews?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, there is such a person.
She's there now.
Hello?
Let me talk to her.
Wait your turn.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Sergeant Corbett of the police. Did you ever hear of a private detective named Mike Waring?
Waring? No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, then you weren't at his place this morning?
Well, I don't see how I could be. Your call just woke me.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Andrews. You know any more funny stories, Mike? I'm just dying to hear them. Well, I'm still waiting, Mike. What was the idea of the gag?
I tell you, it was no gag, Sergeant.
Well, then how do you explain it?
I can't. I just don't get it, that's all.
Oh, if you're referring to your sandwich, Mike's coming right up.
Oh, Ed.
And just wait till you see what else Ed's Luncheonette has for you. Can you guess what it is?
Oh, please, Eddie, I'm in no mood to play guessing games. I'm not able to think on an empty stomach.
Well, what puzzles me is how you're able to think on an empty head.
You claim McKenzie was in your place this morning?
I tell you, he was.
Yeah, that's what you've been telling me all day.
Don't you think it's time now that you furnished a little proof?
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Remember me?
Mr. Waring.
Yes, Angel, Mr. Waring.
Won't you come in?
Try and keep me out. All right, now what's this all about?
What's what all about?
Listen, Susie, I'm in no mood for evasions. You saw me find McKenzie's body this morning.
I?
Yes, you. I want to know why you lied about it on the phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I don't often strike a woman, but in your case...
No, wait a minute, wait.
It's coming back to you now.
Mr. Waring, why don't you forget about it? Make believe it never happened.
And have the cops think I'm crazy for the rest of my life? Oh, no. Now, what went on in that apartment after I left?
Oh, please.
Look, I'll make it easy for you. You had a visitor, didn't you?
Yes.
Who was he?
He didn't tell me his name.
Well, what did he tell you?
Just to keep my mouth shut. Otherwise...
No, never mind. I can imagine what that otherwise was. Then what happened?
He picked up McKenzie's body and disappeared.
No, no. It wasn't as simple as that, Susie. You don't walk around the streets of New York with a dead body on your hands. It might cause talk. How did he get rid of it?
He had a car waiting near the service entrance.
And you followed him?
Well,
Now, don't lie, Susie. You must have. What is the license number?
I didn't think to copy it down.
But I'm warning you,
no,
Angel.
Wait a minute. Let me get my purse. It was 8L463.
All right. Thank you, Susie. You've been a great help. I think I can take it from here.
Well?
I'm looking for a gentleman named Larry Harris.
What do you want?
My name is Mike Waring.
That still leaves me in the dark.
I don't see why, Harris. You were up to my place this morning, weren't you?
Where'd you get that screwy idea?
You own a 51 Nash, license number 8L463, don't you?
No.
Well, you better inform the license bureau. According to their records, the car belongs to you.
What if it does?
It was parked near the service entrance to my building today.
Oh.
What did you do with Mackenzie's body?
Well, strictly between us, Waring, I don't see how that's any of your business.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Harris. When someone uses my place for a slaughterhouse, it concerns me vitally.
Yeah, I suppose when you look at it that way, you've got a beef. Would $500 take care of it?
Only if I can take it out in information.
Now, look, fella, let me give you a little tip. Nobody's been hurt.
Except Mackenzie.
It's no skin off your nose. Forget it.
And if I don't?
Someone's liable to get sore at you.
Who might that be?
I don't like to mention names, but it might be me.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, my arm.
What's the matter, Harris? Can't you stand a little pressure?
Cut it. I'm wearing you. You're breaking.
Well, that ought to convince you that I mean business. Now, what was your tie-up with Mackenzie?
You can go. Ow!
Come on, spill it.
We were friends. He was holed up here last night.
Why did he want to see me?
I don't know.
You sure?
I tell you, I don't know.
Well, would you know what happened to all that money he had stashed away?
What money?
Mackenzie was serving time for a payroll robbery. I was the one who sent him up, but we never recovered the loot.
I never saw a penny of it.
Then who did?
He spent it all on his girlfriend before they caught him.
That sounds like a physical impossibility. It was close to $250,000.
You don't know this girl.
No, but I'd like to. What's her name?
Ruth Nelson.
All right, just one more thing. Did you kill Mackenzie?
And then go back to your place and remove his body? What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe Ruth Nelson can help me arrive at some satisfactory answer.
Waiter.
May I help you, madam?
Yeah, I'd like a... Wait a minute. You're no waiter.
I still wouldn't mind serving you. Can I buy you a drink?
Aren't you afraid I might have a jealous boyfriend?
If you have, you probably know the best way to handle him.
Sit down.
Thanks. A waiter, two scotch and sodas here.
Right away, Mr. Waring.
What did he call you?
Why, did it sound insulting?
Is your name Waring?
Well, I was keeping you for surprise, Ruth.
Beat it.
Now, what kind of hospitality do you call that? I didn't turn you out when you dropped in at my place.
What do you mean?
Weren't you there this morning with Mackenzie?
No.
You'll have to do better than that, Ruth. I couldn't forget that perfume. Voodoo, isn't it?
Max sends you over to apologize.
Why should he?
Didn't he tell you he slapped me around?
What did you do, walk out?
Wouldn't you?
Well, I wasn't going steady with him, so it's hard to say.
Well, where does he get off accusing me of two-timing him with Arnold Lucas?
Weren't you?
No. Max doesn't believe me can check it with Arnold. You'll find him at the Granger Hotel.
I kind of doubt that. Incidentally, Ruth, you wouldn't happen to know why Mackenzie wanted to see me in the first place.
Didn't he tell you?
He couldn't very well, Angel. When I first saw him, he was dead.
Dead?
Murdered, to be exact.
Is this a gag?
Hardly.
Listen, Waring, Arnold had nothing to do with this.
Who said he did?
Well, I thought...
If you did, Ruth, that's good enough for me. I'll be seeing you, Angel.
Who is it?
Telegram for Arnold Lucas.
Would you be kind enough to sleep it under the door?
Sorry, mister. You got a sign for it.
Just a moment.
Hello?
You are not from the Western Union.
Well, I tried to enlist, but they wouldn't have me.
Who are you?
Waring is the name. Mike Waring.
What can I do for you, Mr. Waring?
Well, it's a long story, Lucas. Mind if I make myself comfortable while I tell it?
Please do.
Thanks.
May I offer you something?
Just a couple of answers. You see, I'm a private detective.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, you get to meet a lot of dull people that way. I'll never guess how I got in touch with you.
Perhaps not.
Ever hear of a man named Paul Mackenzie?
Once or twice.
Well, he's dead.
How sad.
Yes, very. But you can dry those tears, fella. I think I know where to locate his murderer.
How did you accomplish that?
Well, I had several fine leads. An automobile license plate led me to Larry Harris.
Harris? I don't believe I had the pleasure...
No, but you do have a mutual friend, Ruth Nelson.
Oh?
Yes, she's a wonderful gal, Lucas.
Glad you appreciate her fine qualities.
I'd be an ingrate if I didn't. After all, she gave me you.
But not for Keith.
Oh, hello, Ruth. What are you doing here?
You're the boy who knows all the answers.
Judging from that gun in your hand, it could only be one.
Never let it be said that you can't put two and two together. Hello, Arnold.
Well, if I'm in your way, folks.
Come back here, Waring.
I just thought you two might like to be alone.
There's plenty of opportunity for that later.
Well, I don't know, Lucas. You better act fast before the police grab you.
I don't think there's any danger of that.
You're wrong, Ruth. I've got your boyfriend dead to rights.
And that's where you're wrong, Waring, because in a couple of minutes he'll have you dead. Period.
This is The Falcon. We'll be back with more on When Radio Was right after this.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to The Falcon on When Radio Was.
Now back to the adventures of The Falcon.
Only a minute has passed since Ruth Nelson made her dramatic entrance into Arnold Lucas's apartment with a gun and promptly aimed it at Mike Waring's head. And now, as we find the gay trio, Ruth seems determined to get down to business.
All right, Waring. If you've got any final requests, now's the time to make them.
Now, Ruth, you know you're not serious about this.
Well, you bet.
Well, I've got nothing against you.
No, but you've got plenty against Arnold. Who told you he was wanted in Los Angeles?
No one.
So you figured it out all by yourself, Mr. Waring.
Oh, he's a smart one, Arnold. Wouldn't take him long to guess. Mac went to his office. It could only be for one reason. He wanted Waring to make a deal for him with the police.
He was wasting his time, Ruth. He never would have accepted it.
Why not?
McKenzie owed the police plenty for the payroll robbery and a little extra something for that jail break. Lucas would really have to be wanted pretty badly for the cops to forgive and forget.
No, you never can tell.
No, that's true enough.
Well, now that you know it all, what do you intend to do about it?
Well, it's up to you.
How right you are. And since it's my move...
I'd better move faster.
Come on, drop it.
Let's go. Arnold.
Get out of the way.
I didn't mean it.
Let me take a look at him.
Oh. What's going on here?
Come in, Harris. You're just in time.
I heard a shot. What happened?
Can't you see?
I didn't mean to kill him.
Well, cheer up, Ruth. You didn't.
What?
Oh, just a flesh wound. But you're a very careless girl.
Well, anyone would have done the same in my place. I had to protect him.
Yes, I guess you can't blame her, Waring. When a gal goes for a guy, there's nothing she won't do. Even try to cover him when she's seen him commit murder.
Well, who should know that better than you, Harris?
Meaning what?
Meaning you're the guy she's in love with. You're the one she's shielding.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry if I let the cat out of the bag, Ruth, but when it comes to murder, I'm just a great big blabbermouth. Hello, Susie. You remember me?
Mike.
I hope it's not too late, but I came over to regale you with the saga of my triumph.
Oh, I heard all about it on the radio, but come in anyway.
Oh, thanks.
I heard on the radio Harris killed McKenzie.
You heard right.
But why? I thought they were friends.
To the end. Only Harris saw to it that McKenzie's end came a lot sooner than it normally would.
Mm-hmm.
When McKenzie went to jail, he left $250,000 worth of loot with his girlfriend, Ruth Nelson.
Oh, and she and Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where does this Arnold Lucas fit in?
Oh, he was a patsy in this little affair. Ruth led McKenzie to believe it was Lucas who was his rival.
When all along it was his boy Harris.
That's it.
Well, what put you on the right track?
Ruth. She was the one who sicked me onto Lucas originally, and then she volunteered the information that he was wanted in Los Angeles. And on top of that, she tried to kill Lucas in front of me.
I thought that was an accident.
Don't be silly. That gal knew what she was doing. Why do you think I had such an easy time disarming her? Does that answer all your questions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Now we can start on mine. I didn't have time to ask you before, but what were you doing in front of my apartment so early in the morning?
Well, as I told you, I wanted to see you.
What about?
Getting the evidence for a divorce.
Oh, well, I don't generally handle that kind of work, Susie, but for you, I might make an exception. Mm. What would you tell me about your husband?
Oh, he's handsome,
mm-hmm.
Charming, mm. Cultured.
Mm?
Everything a woman could want.
Well, now, wait a minute. You sound like you're still in love with the guy.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
After I saw you this afternoon, I thought it over and called him. He should be here any minute.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, Mike, it was all my fault. I made a mistake. I was just counting on him to call me first.
Well, don't feel too badly, Susie. We all make mistakes. I was counting on something, too.
Look, Mike, where are you going?
Home. Good night, Mrs. Andrews.
The Adventures of the Falcon are based on a famous character created by Drexel Drake. Produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written tonight by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This is Ed Herlihy speaking for the Kraft Food Company.
That episode of The Case of the Vanishing Varmint was from July 11, 1951. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next, we'll continue our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as The Perling Matter and starring Bob Bailey, we'll present the second installment here on When Radio Was, right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you...
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind-tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide,
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Thin, light, great style, long battery life, lots of power, and smarts with AI all baked in. These are the qualities we look for in a laptop and what you'll find in the LG Gram Pro, especially if you're a content creator like Alan Palandar from Palandar Studios.
The Intel Core Ultra Processor is a game changer when it comes to not only our workflow, but also just handling AI workloads like editing video footage. The ability to quickly generate AI images or even manage large production files without needing a constant network connection is also critical when you're working on tight deadlines and when you're in remote locations. Another convenience is the feature that this laptop can connect to as many as 10 devices at once, send images, videos, and documents very seamlessly through being able to transfer these items.
More on the LG Gram Pro is at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was as we continue our latest five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Perling Matter, it originally played out in late June of 1956. And this is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Ready with your call to Hartford.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Scottman. Johnny Dollar. Hope I didn't get you up.
No. I've been very anxious to hear from you.
Well, I thought I'd better call, Mr. Scottman. I just found out that David Perling paid a reporter here in Key West to print that story about his death.
I see. I can be in New York at 7 tomorrow morning. Could you meet me there sometime?
I can meet you at Idlewild. My plane comes in at 7:20.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Perling matter. Expense account continued. Item 3, $98.09. Airfare and incidentals, including board and room, Key West to New York City. Mort Scottman was in the airport coffee shop having tea and toast in the best tradition of a vice president. He looked shaved, rested, and fresh.
Would you like some breakfast, Mr. Dollar?
Just coffee for now, thanks.
Cup of coffee, please. Well, we seem to have made nice connections. Not 7:30 yet.
Yeah. Mr. Scottman, the reporter in Key West who printed that story about David Perling was paid $100 in cash to do it. Perling paid her to file an erroneous story that he had been killed in a boating accident.
You said cash?
Yeah, that's right, cash. No check. No way to prove it one way or another. Just the reporter's word. And she said she'd deny it if anybody else asked her, disclaim the whole thing.
Yeah, where does that put us?
Well, look, Perling had to pay somebody to fire that boat, probably the skipper, I don't know. But it's an angle if you're thinking about legal lines.
It's very good. Of course, the boat would demand explanation.
Well, let's let it go for the moment. I noticed a retraction disclaiming the story of Perling's death is in every paper this morning. It was in all of last night's papers, too. Now, if the story could affect the stock market, when would it show up?
Today, at the latest.
There was no action yesterday?
Not on the exchange, no.
How do you feel about this whole thing now?
In view of the fact you've ascertained that Perling himself arranged for his own death report to be published, I can only assume that he did it for one reason. To take advantage of some brisk trading that would occur because of such a report.
But there's been nothing of that so far. Tell me, Mr. Scottman, in the event this does happen, what would you do?
I don't know exactly. Possibly report the matter to the exchange and see if Perling could be prosecuted for manipulation.
Well, let's go over there and see what's what. Item 4, $5. Cab fare for myself and Morton Scottman to Wall Street and the New York Stock Exchange. Since I didn't understand too much about the board, I simply sat and kept an eye on Scottman. The pinstripe suit, the Homburg, the tie, the shirt, the glasses. Somehow he tickled me. I was beginning to like the guy. About 15 minutes before the place closed, he cleared his throat and touched my arm.
I suspicioned wrong, Mr. Dollar. There's been no manipulation on the exchange. I thought certainly if there had been any, it would appear in that Alabama company. I was wrong, and I apologize for taking up your time.
You're paying for it. Besides, I'm glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we go?
Yeah. Where?
Well, we know he didn't have the story printed to cheat on the market, but we still have the same old question.
What's that?
Why did Perling pay that reporter to say he was dead?
The reporter lied to you. You've been lied to before, I'm sure.
Oh, sure, and by experts. But she wasn't a good one, not even halfway good. So I still believe her story.
You believe that board up there?
I believe that, too.
Well, then?
Perling had a reason for getting such a story printed. I want to find out about it. Expense account item 5, $4. Lunch for Morton Scottman and myself. After lunch, I checked into the New Weston. Item 6, $50 deposit, car rental. A phone call to the offices of David Perling gave me the information that Mr. Perling was at his home on Long Island. I drove out there. A small estate greened up with all the lush things that happened there this time of the year. As I reached the place, I noticed a group of people in white flannels and dark blue jackets mixing cocktails on the terrace. One of them I recognized from previous newspaper pictures as David Perling. A middle-aged woman with iron gray hair and the figure of a 16-year-old girl opened the door. She looked from behind dark glasses disapprovingly.
Yes?
How do you do? I'd like to see Mr. Perling, if I may.
I'm Mrs. Perling. May I help you?
Well, this is a business matter, Mrs. Perling. My name's Dollar, Eastern Liability and Trust Company.
Well, he's not in now. I suggest you call his office and explain the nature of your business to his secretary. Good day, Mr. Dollar.
Look, I know he's here. I saw him as I drove up.
You're both impertinent and rude.
I'm sure he'll see me if you give him my name and tell him I just came back from Key West and that I had a long talk with a newspaper reporter down there.
Since you saw so much as you drove up, you might have noticed that we're entertaining guests, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, I noticed that.
Wait here.
I stood there a moment on the wide colonial porch and wondered what made me such a social outcast. A man who was tending the grounds walked by and turned on the sprinkling system. He waved at me, and I waved back. I felt better. On the terrace, I could hear the tinkle of glasses and a little laughter now and then. Finally, David Perling showed up. He was a tall man with a hairline that started about an inch above the heaviest eyebrows I've ever seen. Two-tone shoes, white flannels, and a Mexican sports shirt fitted in with the broad shoulders and wide-mouth grin that came off just briefly when he looked at me.
My wife told me to throw you out. Can you think of any reason why I shouldn't?
I'm about 10 pounds lighter than you, but I might be a good 15 years younger.
Tell me what you want, kiddo, and then get out of here.
I want you to tell me why you paid Gracie Edwards $100 to print a story about you being dead.
Who are you, anyway?
Johnny Dollar, insurance investigator.
What's all this to you?
An investigation.
There's no way you can prove I paid that girl to print that story.
I know that. I was telling a friend of mine today that something probably could be proved about the boat, if it had to be. Then the reporter thing had come out. I don't know. You see, Eastern Liability had an idea that you might have had that story printed to cause a little action on the stock market.
Who at Eastern Liability?
I'll keep that to myself.
Well, doesn't make any difference anyhow. They're way off base. Or can't you figure that part?
That's why I'm here. I figured that part.
Suppose I told you I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd ask you all over again. Tell you about a reporter and a boat.
Dollar, you've gone this far, and it's probably as far as you're going. I'm not going to tell you anything. At least anything specific. I will tell you this much. I paid the reporter in cash. I paid the boatman the same way. Whatever reason I had, it was a good one. Meant to harm no one.
You're sure about that, Mr. Perling?
As sure as I'm going inside right now and mix another batch of martinis.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on Win Radio Was.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
For the second time in a matter of minutes, I was standing on a porch feeling like Typhoid Mary. Somehow I halfway believed David Perling. I also halfway believed that whatever reason he had meant something to me. All halfway thinking. If you want to be left alone, you don't slam a door once or even twice. You invite the asker of the question in, give him a drink, introduce him to your friends, slap him on the back, and lie through your teeth. You don't tell a man to leave, because that's the best way in the world to make him keep coming. So I waved at the friendly gardener once more, climbed into my rented car, drove back to the New Weston, and sat down with a magazine. Johnny Dollar.
This is Celia Perling, Mr. Dollar.
Hello, Mrs. Perling.
I think I should like to talk to you, Mr. Dollar. David told me why you were at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm downstairs in the lobby.
I'll be right down, Mrs. Perling.
I had to drive some friends in tonight, and I thought I'd stop and have this chat with you.
I'm glad you did.
Somewhat embarrassing. I mean, after the way I acted at the house.
Oh, well, suppose we forget that part, Mrs. Perling. Does Mr. Perling know that you're here?
No, I'll tell him when I get home. There's something I must know.
What's that?
You aren't just a sensation seeker or something like that, are you?
Mrs. Perling, let me answer you this way. You came to me. How you found me, I don't know, but you did. You also found out I'm a legitimate investigator interested in facts, am I right?
David called a friend of his with the Allied Bureau, and they told him you were an insurance investigator.
Uh-huh, and they also told you that when I work a case in New York, I generally stay at the New Weston. Is that about it?
I'd like to ask you a question. Are you going to continue with this matter, the one you discussed with my husband this afternoon?
I suppose I am.
You mean you believe there was something ulterior in David having that story printed?
Well, let's say I believe his answers about it were unsatisfactory. I'm the fellow who's supposed to find out why.
Why?
It's my job.
I can assure you there wasn't anything wrong about it at all. It was a rather personal matter and certainly could harm no one.
I'm glad to hear that. I heard it once before, though. Your husband said it to me today in practically the same words.
Would you like to buy me a drink?
Sure. Come on. We walked through the lobby to the cocktail lounge without a word. We sat down without a word, and I ordered a couple of bourbons and water. Still no word. All around us, people poured drinks, laughed, and talked. I glanced at Mrs. Perling from time to time and wore the blankest expression I knew how. Finally, it worked. She began in a small voice.
We have a daughter, Mr. Dollar. Her name's Eugenia. Jeannie, we call her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the reason for that story in the papers.
Tell me about it.
It's not easy, you know. It's admitting a prominent defeat to explain it. David and myself are considered quite capable people. Capable at most everything. Business, home. Capable of everything except raising a child into a woman. I'd rather not go into the faults that we have, Mr. Dollar.
No need to.
Are they that obvious?
I didn't mean that. I just mean it seems painful for you to even discuss this.
I'll say it this way. We've had too much money and too little time to put it on Jeannie. Now we're suffering for it.
How do you mean?
Jeannie got sick and tired of being alone and unattended and not understood. She left home a year ago, and we haven't seen her or heard from her since. She left a note saying that we never would. I suppose we deserve it.
Well, I wouldn't try to judge that.
We have no idea where she is, what she's doing, even if she's with someone. We just know she's gone. It's really quite ridiculous. Now that Jeannie's gone, we know how much we wanted her around.
What about the police?
Well, we didn't go to the police. I think you can understand why. I mean the publicity.
Who did you go to?
The Aimwell Agency. They've been working on it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. Any luck?
Not a sign of her. Do you understand now?
Well, I don't understand everything. I'm sorry she's missing. But about the story in the paper...
Well, Davy arranged that. I mean that his death would be reported. It was a crazy thing to do, I suppose. But we've tried everything else. He thought that if he were reported dead, Jeannie, wherever she was, would see the story and possibly contact me. You see, it's unbearable knowing she's alive somewhere, hating us this way. We wanted another chance.
No luck?
No luck. Not a word. Not a word.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the trap is all baited. And guess who walks in? Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for another exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Perling matter from June of 1956. We'll have the third installment of that Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we presented The Adventures of the Falcon starring Les Damon. Well, my question, name the two real-life brothers who appeared in the Falcon motion pictures. I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea. MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near.
Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
Crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, I was talking about the Falcon film series. I wanted to know the name of the 2 real-life brothers who appeared in those. Well, the answer is George Sanders and his older brother, Tom Conway. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, which is WinRadioWaz.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.